Hello.
Hi. Yes, hi. This is Walter speaking. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting which is an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Okay.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 1 second, please. Okay. Right now it's just charging. I'll continue in a break. Second. I hope you're having a good day so far, by the way, but I really do appreciate your waiting. Okay, it's loading. And it's almost coming up, man. Alrighty. One second. Okay, now we can continue, ma'am. You still
okay.
There?
Yes.
Now, generally, do you think that the things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
What things am I referring to? The school district, the government?
General, in general. Overall, and not sure? Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
What is the most important issue facing Ector County? Education issues, poor economy, lack of jobs, poor leadership by elected officials, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living, health care, high taxes and government spending, air pollution, quality of life in general, development downtown in Odessa, moral issues, traffic roads, race relations, lack of cultural entertainment opportunities, immigration, or any other, not sure.
How many do I have to pick?
With one, you're okay.
Which
one do you think is? What is the most important issue facing Ector County for you?
Education.
And how will you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
Fair.
5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably about the same.
Okay. And how concerned are you about the security and future for your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned. So what concern? Not too concerned or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? I'm going to start with having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Is it excellent? Is it good, fair, or poor, or undecided?
It's good.
Good. What do you think about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Fair.
Availability of affordable housing?
What are the choices again? Good, fair, what?
It's excellent, good, fair, and poor and undecided?
Fair.
Fair. What do you think about natural beauty and physical seating?
It's good.
Good. What do you think about effective leadership from elected officials?
Four.
And what about offering job opportunities in your field?
It's good.
Good. And what do you think welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Fair.
And what do you think the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Okay. We almost continue now. And what do you think about public transportation?
It's good.
Good. And what do you think about quality of the public schools?
Fair.
Fair. What do you think about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
That's good.
It's good. And a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Okay. And I also have availability of quality health care. Do you think it's good? Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's bad?
It's good.
It's good. And what do you think about public safety and low crime?
Fair.
Okay. Now please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
Undecided because it depends on your major.
I'm sorry?
I said undecided because it would depend on what they study.
Okay. What do you think about the entrepreneurs and people starting a new business? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's excellent, fair, poor, or undecided?
Fair.
What do you think about young and single people? Do you think it's good, it's fair, it's poor?
It's still fair.
It's still fair. And for the retired people, do you think it's fair, it's good, or poor?
I think it's good.
Good. What do you think about immigrants from other countries? Is it excellent, it's good, fair, poor, or undecided?
I think it's fair.
Fair. What do you think about families with children?
It's good.
Good. And people like you?
Fair.
Fair. And for racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Good. We are almost there. One sec. So we are at 59% complete of the survey. We're almost done. How will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor, or undecided?
Good.
Good. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve or will be the opposite? Will deteriorate or stay about the same?
It will stay the same.
Same? Okay. Now, we're 65 complete. What do you think about the economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created? How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, okay. Now, about community development and generate solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Now, how likely are you on immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Now, in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family members are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, great opportunity elsewhere, family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities, poor leadership, lack of entertainment, poor quality of life, crime, and environmental concerns, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
Family reasons.
Family reasons. Okay. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, graduate degree? Or don't know?
Masters.
Masters?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican? Okay. And what is your age? It's between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or is it 65 or above?
65 or above.
Okay. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No? Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, black, Hispanic, or Asian, or any other?
Any other.
Okay. Or, okay. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Okay. Is your annual household income between, less than $25,000? Between $25,000 and $39,000, between $40,000 and $74,000, or $75,000 and above? We don't know.
$75,000 and above.
Okay. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Retired. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
No? Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. I wish you the best. Have a good day.
Thank you.